So once you have that history piece, now you get to be a meteorologist. So this is great because you get big money and you don't have to be really accurate. But that's not actually true when we're talking about the meteorology of plant diagnosis. You're going to end up being the meteorologist of days past, which is really going to improve your accuracy, but it also doesn't come with big money. So that's the downside. The great thing about the weather is we might be able to remember the last time there was a big drought, but we don't remember necessarily what the first week of April was like. But that is exactly why we have the internet to help all of us who don't have those fabulous memories. Weather is a huge factor in diagnosing plant problems. We need to remember that plants are outside in the weather 24/7. So they don't get to come in into the air conditioning. They don't get protected from the Arctic blast. They're just out there. A lot of times, weather will be the initial start of a problem. So we have an Arctic blast or a drought, and that will initiate the problem. But a lot of these problems happen over a long period of time. A mature blue spruce in good health may take several years to die after a severe drought, especially if there was no supplemental watering. But even small problems like leaf spots may be related to a cool, wet spring. You know, these plants are outside, so it's a really important part of what's going on with them on a daily basis. So the weather matters. Another thing to think about when we talk about meteorology is grow zones and hardiness. So these are part of this equation with the weather. We know that the USDA revised hardiness zones a few years ago, and that many of us are aware that our grow zones, for many of us, are warmer than they were previously. But we've also seen plants that we thought that we couldn't grow not only surviving in people's yards or even our own yards, but thriving. We haven't been bumped up to, you know, grow zone 7 or 13, even though a lot of us would love to be able to plant those plants. We do see people that are bringing plants that previously we didn't think would do well here, and they are growing and doing well. The downside of all this extra warmness and milder winters are insect and disease problems. In Wisconsin, there are a lot of these problems that we thought that we were safe from, but now that our winters aren't as cold, we don't have those extended periods of cold temperatures to help kill off some of these spores or some of these bugs. So these insects and diseases are becoming real problems in Wisconsin. So when we talk about what's going on with the plant and we're talking about the local weather, it's important for us to know the hardiness of a plant. So is something not thriving because it's not actually hardy in our area? And we need to think about, you know, the grow zones. We can't dismiss diseases or insects that are in the next couple of grow zones as possibilities.